Hello, and welcome to Watch Our Crappins, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo, and I guess maybe Peacock too, that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today on a very, very, very special girls' trip of its own, it's Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie.
Well, hello, Bean. What you doing?
I would never call you a scarecrow or a tin man. I would just call you my Dorothy.
Oh, honey. Listen, Dorothy's a little bitch. I would be a scarecrow or a tin man because they are my goal weight. Okay. Dorothy is too braided up for me.
Dorothy's a little annoying, let's be honest. Hi, everyone. We're here. We're here to talk the Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. And we are so excited about this that we are doing it on demand, Crappins on demand. And we're so excited that this is a free Crappins on demand. So you don't even have to be on Patreon to watch it. This is free for the world to watch. But we encourage you to go on Patreon so you can watch other ones just like this, okay? So yeah. Is Bueller there, by the way, Ronnie? This is like Bueller's
big moment. He is. He's down at my feet because we did an Us Weekly interview thing before this. And so when we said goodbye, he thought that was time for him to get dinner and go have a good time. And it's not.
Bueller hammed it up during that session. Bueller was on his back and his paws were curled up. And he was like, look at me, Us Weekly. Celebrities, they're just like me. Bueller. Yeah, Bueller was really like, oh, this is Us Weekly right now. I am going to have my moment on camera. And by the way, that Us Weekly, that interview is going to be up tomorrow if you listen to this, November 18th. So definitely check it out. It was really fun. We talked about all sorts of Bravo things, and they were so sweet and lovely. We had a great time. So check that out. We'll have it on our social.
Yeah. Also, go get tickets for the live show, okay, everybody? Our live show starts in New York, but we're also going to Jersey. That one sold out, sorry. And Boston in the same weekend. So go get your Boston tickets, too, because we're only saying New York over and over. But we're going to a ton of places. Go to watchwhatcrappins.com, find the list. There's a whole list with ticket links and all that good stuff. Thanks to everybody who has purchased. And now let's get into this show, because this Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip, I mean, who knew it was going to be good? It even has Ugg in the title. I thought it was just going to be lame. Real Housewives of Ugg.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the hashtag is not great. R-H-U-G-T. You know, but I really thought it was not going to be good. I thought it was going to be a lot of hype. You know, the trailer looked like it was just going to be a lot of fun and games. I thought it was going to be kind of like a bad Vanderpump Rules episode. And I was shocked how, like, right from the get-go, it was already so good. And it was good the whole episode. The energy of it is really good. I think that they brought, like, a different vibe to the production. And it looks beautiful, by the way. The way they shot it looks great. I could not believe how much I enjoyed it.
Yeah, me too. So thank you, Bravo gods, for giving us this show. It is on Peacock. The first one's free. I think that it will be on Bravo next week, at least. So whoever hears this and does not have Peacock, you can see it on Bravo. But if you want Peacock, Peacock's like $5 a month with commercials.
It's free.
You can get it. You can get it like 10. What is Peacock?
Well, I think it's free. I didn't enter in any sort of credit card information. I just sort of downloaded it. But I think you can pay. I think it's free with commercials. Maybe there's a premium version.
With commercials, right? There's different versions. Like, you can have it with commercials, and some stuff's premium. So you can get the premium version for $5. And then you can get the premium with no commercials for $10, something like that. But anyway, one of these episodes will be on Bravo next week. And for the holiday week next week, we will have the next two recaps coming. So it's going to be a Real Housewives Ultimate Girls smorgasbord.
Yeah, we're going to do the first one right now. You're listening to it. And then two next week. We're also going to have an interview next week with Darren Karp, who's Andy Cohen's assistant. So as well as with her podcast co-host, Liz. So we got a lot of stuff for next week. But for right now, we have to get into it. So it starts off. We see Kyle. She's in makeup, getting her makeup done against a green screen. And the whole thing, their backdrop for this show is they just sort of have like this hyper blue ocean. It's not even an ocean front. It's just sort of like blue water-ish kind of thing, which I kind of love. And Kyle says, for years, I've been hearing, oh, I'd love to see all the housewives come together. The other thing I'm hearing is, wow, Kyle, we loved you in Halloween Kills. Wow, the fans are so generous. Thank you.
You know what? I've also been saying for years, I just want us to come together. And I love that it's like Kyle's first line, and she's already telling us it's her idea. This is so, everyone is so themselves in this show. Kyle is more likable to me in this version, but she's still so Kyle. So Kenya, it's cutting quick between them doing their diary rooms. And Kenya's like, let's do this. And Luann's like, oh, this is the Housewives on crack, all right? Like, honey, we've already had Kim Richards and you, okay? We know what Housewives on crack are like.
Yeah. And Melissa's like, woohoo, which is, of course, like the generic contribution we'd expect.
From and then Melissa, Kenya... that is Melissa in this entire thing. Melissa is just that basic girl at a bachelorette party this whole time. Woohoo! Buckle in.
She is. That's Melissa. But she and Kyle sort of work well together as this like basic duo that kind of plays people against each other, you know?
Yeah.
So we see Kenya saying how like, well, the most drama in New York is the dramatic cosmetic surgery. And then it cuts to Ramona. She goes, I've heard Kenya can be a little difficult and tough. But you know what? I can be a little difficult and tough too, okay?
And it's just funny that Kenya's shading anybody on plastic surgery with that booty and those boobs. Okay. Anyone on Atlanta shading. Like, yes, the Beverly Hills have more facial craziness, but you guys got some crazy additional body parts too over there.
Yeah. And let's also not act like there's no drama on New York. Like, New York has their drama for sure.
Yeah. And Cynthia is very Cynthia in this one. She's like, you know what? I'm really coming here to just do the work. I really just want to do the work. This isn't a marriage, Cynthia. Okay.
Yeah. What?
Go get your man's penis back in his pants and off of TikTok. Okay.
Yeah, what was that about? Here to do the work. So then they start talking about who's going to be the most fun. So everyone's like, you know what? Kyle, Melissa can be the most fun. And then Cynthia says how, like, you know, Atlanta goes for the jugular all the time, but she loves Ramona's confidence. And then Teresa pipes up and she goes, well, yeah, you know what? They're not all OGs, okay? Like, Melissa's not an OG. Just saying. Not an OG.
Just saying. Blink, 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 blink. Teresa clearly hating that Melissa is here.
She's so furious.
So we start in everybody's cities. We get the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills music while Kyle's packing. And it's a very Kyle packing scene because it's caftan-ish, the thing that she's holding. She's like, oh my God, this is see-through. You bought it, Kyle.
I know. Yeah, she's sitting with Mauricio and he's like, yeah, well, you need to make sure you get the master and like just tell her I set up the property for you and it is what it is, you know, so you get the master. I will have to say, Ronnie, this was on our social media, but the knot.com sent us a big gift box here in LA. So I received it and it was to celebrate the knot's 25 years, but also Kyle and Mauricio being on the cover of the knot. And when you open up the box, I was not expecting this, but when you open up the box, this music starts to play. It's like, hi, I'm Kyle Richards, and I'm celebrating 25 years of being married to Mauricio, the agency, and also the knot, which is not the agency.
Kyle, for someone that rich, Kyle is just selling shit every 5 minutes. I watched an Amazon thing she did where she's like, hi, I'm Kyle Richards. This is in my closet. We're shopping on Amazon. You guys know what I really am into lately? This is going to – hold on, everybody. Put your seatbelts on. Jeans. God, I really love jeans. Like, thanks, Kyle.
I just saw her do something like literally yesterday where it was her and Faye Resnick. And she's like, you know what kind of art I want to do? Resin art. And then she and Faye Resnick had this like jokey banter. And I think it was an ad for TikTok. I don't know. Like, she's doing something for everything now.
That's going to be the next trend in Beverly Hills face surgery. Just resin. Just get that shit. Just get that shit resined. Okay. It'll never move. And you can just have a little straw to breathe out of and a little voice box down here or something.
It'll just be that stuff that they put, like, that they did in Return of the Jedi that they put What's-His-Face in.
Yeah. So, okay, you know, listen, you gotta get the master, you know? I know we're supposed to say primary room now, but I figured Ramona was cast, so master's still okay in this situation. Okay, Kyle? Because I arranged this property for you.
Yeah. Yeah, Kyle, so you better get it. And so then Kyle tells us, this I thought was notable. She says out of the group, she knows Luann the least, but Melissa the most, Melissa and Ramona the most. But she said that actually at one point, maybe it was a little bit later, she says that she and Melissa actually would vacation together, which was a little surprising to me. It felt a little off brand for Kyle. And then Maurice.
Well, not well. I mean,
I feel like,
is it? Because it's like not like Kyle's friends are that classy. I mean, the Jenners are rich, but or the Kardashians are rich, but they're not like classy, right?
I just feel like Kyle is more upwardly mobile. Like, you know, she's friends with Bethany, right? And she's always with, you know, Kardashian types, et cetera. I didn't really see what her upside was with Melissa Gorga. It just was surprising to me.
You know, they seem like that kind of pair that's put together by the husbands, like Kyle and Dorit. I think that's more of a husband thing, too, because Kyle and Dorit seem to kind of hate each other, but their husbands get along, so they're stuck together.
Yeah, yeah. So then we go to, you know, it's still killing me that I can't remember that Star Wars material.
Kyle's like, honey, oh, I can't remember it either. I'm sorry. I'm really bad with my Star Wars.
I'm going to look it up while you talk.
So like straight kids, you know, playing with their boom, boom, their light swords and shit. And I'm like, a real sword doesn't need a battery, bitch. Come up to me with that thing. I've got those little safety scissors. They can still cut a throat. Trust.
Carbonite. That's what it was. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Thank you for vamping while I looked up that term.
So okay. Kyle's like, honey, you met Ramona in Aspen, remember? He's like, oh, yeah, yeah, I know Ramona. She's the lady who inspired the wet wipes aisle in the Aspen gift shop, you know? Oh, she used to date a friend of mine. Remember that? A long, long time ago. Dun, dun, dun. So I hope something comes of that.
I know. Way to, like, dangle something in front of us and not tell us anything more. So now Ramona and Luann are FaceTiming, because I love when Luann FaceTimes, because she's always so clearly just looking at herself. She's always like shagging her hair. She's like, ha ha, cabaret star FaceTiming right now. Ha-ha,
she also holds the phone like 6 feet above her head, you know, like she's the queen of the space selfie.
So Ramona's like, you know what? It's going to be a little crazy, okay? 7 nights and 7 girls. And you better have my back, Luann, because I have your back, okay? She's
like, well, until you put your foot in your mouth and then you're on your own, bitch. Don't say that word, by the way.
2 hours earlier, Ramona's on FaceTime with Kyle. And she's like, well, you know what? How do you handle Teresa for a long amount of time? Because she reminds me of the, you know what? The Scarecrow. You know what? If she only had a brain. The Scarecrow.
So Ramona, and you think at this point it's just a throwaway, you know, jokey moment, right? So then Ramona says, you know what? If I put my foot in my mouth, I'm just going to say, Ramona, you did it again. And I'm just going to go zip, okay? Did it again. I Ramoned it, okay?
So then we go, bum, bum. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 Jersey. And Melissa's like, look at me, I'm such a cool mom. For that God, to be we'll Melissa's that. For Melissa's first line to be woohoo and her second line to be I'm such a cool mom is just so on brand.
Ladies, if you're listening, never ever say in full earnestness I'm the cool mom. It's never gonna work out for you. It never will.
So her daughter is like, oh, you're going on a trip with all the Real Housewives? And Melissa's sitting for her interview, and she's like, oh, my God, I'm so hoarse today. She's got all the people doing her makeup and stuff, and she's like, today I'm going to have a hoarse interview. My voice is hoarse, everybody. Did you hear that? My voice is... No one cares, Melissa. Shut up, okay? Give your basic, you know, talk about your pumpkin spice lattes and get the fuck off my screen. How about that?
I feel like she's still coming up with like preloaded excuses as to why she won't be doing an impromptu performance of like On Display. She's like, I can't sing today, guys. I'm hoarse. Like, no one's asking you, sweetheart. See,
it's very American Idol when they know they're going to suck. So they come in and say that they can't sing today. Like they have a sore throat so they don't get criticized.
A little scar. Yeah. So this is where we find out that Kyle and Melissa have taken vacations together. And this is what I thought was shady. Sorry, hit my mic. Melissa goes, and you know what, Ramona? I mean, we've done a couple of work things together. I'm like, excuse me, Ramona was at your 40th birthday party. Okay, don't act like you just barely know her. You've been thrown together. You invited her. You invited her to your party, and you've done things with Melissa. Like, they've been like spotted together many times, right? She's already trying to distance herself from Ramona.
Yep, that's very her. So then we go. Oh no, so we're still there, but we're with Teresa now. And Teresa's with Louie Bowser from Little Mario.
Totally like Ludwig von Bowser, any of the baby Bowsers. Yeah, but he's like, hey Teresa, guess what? I bought you a bracelet and 8 cards, and you can open up each card every single day. Okay, and you can see what's in there.
And Teresa opening the bracelet is so her too, because she's like, ah. What'd you get me? She's holding up clearly a bracelet.
This necklace is too small.
What's a cat collar? So yeah, he's love bombing pretty hard.
Total and love bombing.
She loves, you know, she really loves that. So, what is abuse to everybody else? What to everybody else are clear signs of abuse. Teresa's like, oh my god, he gets me. Bling, 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 bling,
bling, bling, bling. Yeah, this is manipulation. We are all seeing it. So then Teresa's like,
yeah, this amazing villa, it comes with a concierge.
And then all their faces pop up in little bubbles saying, concierge, concierge. It's a French word. You may know of it. Concierge.
Yeah, his name is Michael. He seemed really sweet. And so then we see the butler, the hot butler, Michael, who's also a fucking thirst bucket. So I love that they found a hot, thirsty bucket to come on to.
Thirsty butler. Bucket.
Thirsty butler. Thirsty bucket, bucket butler.
He's a thirsty bucket, you know? Thirsty, I think that's a good bucket. Like slang. Oh, thirsty bucket. Okay. It's a bucket. It's a bucket. So then Ramona's FaceTiming with him and he's shirtless, of course, which doesn't feel the most professional. But she's like, whoa, they didn't tell me you'd be this good looking. Whoa.
Whoa. You know what? How do you feel about unpacking? Okay. Lee's like, well, how many bedrooms are there going to be? And Melissa's like, 6 bedrooms. And Cynthia's like, oh, and one small room with bunk beds. And Lee says she definitely doesn't want the bunk beds. I've already stayed at that place, and they force-fed me bologna sandwiches and taught me to make knives out of toothbrushes. Couldn't you imagine?
Oh, a bunk bedroom? What are they going to do next? Throw a bologna sandwich at your head with a mustard packet on the inside? Please.
And Kenya's like, I'm getting the master. I don't care what anybody says. And then we're in Atlanta with Kenya and Brooklyn, who's already in college. Like, what the hell? Yeah. When did Brooklyn become 19 years old?
I know. So Kenya's got a pack. She's going to FaceTime Auntie Cynthia. And Cynthia starts talking to us. And she said that like pretty much everyone called her because they're all nervous about Kenya. And then we see like a few hours earlier, Cynthia on the phone with Luann. And Luann's like, well, I don't know Kenya at all. Which is, to be fair, it's hard to know all the fans. There are so many of them. I wish I could get to know them one-on-one, but the stage calls.
And Cynthia says, well, she's an acquired taste, but you're going to love her. So basically, Beluga. You know, I didn't like that the first time either, but I got there. Well, there was a little trepidation, but I'm down.
You know, it's like I say, it's that... that wonderful musical passion. It took me a while. I didn't like it at first. I thought, what is Sondheim even doing? But then I realized, acquired taste.
Oh, so then Kenya's on the phone with Cynthia. And she's like, okay, so who's that lady who's coming? I think her name's Ramona. What's the one with the crazy eyes? Cynthia's like, Ramona.
Kenya, I feel like she doesn't know who Ramona Singer is. It's just so funny. I mean, to be fair, we were just saying, it was on the other one. I'm like, did we see it on this episode or on Us Weekly? That, like, this show did make Kenya seem more likable just in comparison with Ramona. But let's not forget that Kenya was also coming in ready to go after Ramona. Like, this is evident to me right here in this scene.
Oh, yeah. But I like that they don't watch each other's shows, you know? And some of them, like, you know that Ramona and Luann, like, they don't watch Atlanta. I saw somebody comment on Twitter, those are the type of people who say they love Housewives, they just can't get into Atlanta.
Yes.
Which, of course, you know, of course they don't know what they're getting themselves into.
Yeah, exactly. I actually think Luann might, because she's friends with Cynthia, so she might actually watch it. Because remember, Cynthia showed up in, I think Cynthia was in the Viva La Diva.
Yeah, Luann was at her wedding. But there's, you know, there's a lot of friends I have that I ain't going to their improv show. I'll tell you that right now. And they're not coming to mind. They're not listening to this right now either. So
that's
fuck
true.
All of them. Fuck all of them is what I say.
That's my favorite thing to do. When someone says, oh, you didn't watch the movie I wrote? I'm like, do you listen to my podcast? Mm-hmm. It's great. Actually, I never say that. I go, oh, I'm so sorry. But in the inside, I say it and then I feel good. Because I feel like I had a good confrontation.
So 48 hours later, the song's like, I'm a freaky, freaky savage, freaky, freaky savage. Woo, 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 woo. But then it's Ramona in a car with
in Atlanta, driving to the Atlanta airport. I guess they had to fly them to Atlanta. That was going to be their central hub. And then they'd go from there. So yeah, Luann and Ramona are in the car and Ramona's trying to be like Vicky Gunvalson. She's like, Turks and Caicos, here we come. Okay. I love going to Turkey. It's a great country, okay? It's like, no, Ramon, it's Turks, not Turkey and Caicos.
And Kyle calls Maurizio, and she's like, honey, how did you sleep last night? He's like, oh, it was terrible because I didn't have you next to me. The escort had nails like little knives. I'm surprised I still have a penis, actually. It's like, oh, I miss you too.
And then Cynthia and Kenya are like lotioning up. And then we go to Melissa and Teresa, which I think was actually an underrated and pretty excellent little scene of Melissa saying, aren't you happy your sister-in-law is going to be with you? Kind of like pushed, like poking, like Teresa. Like, this is Teresa's biggest nightmare, is that Melissa gets elevated into the spinoff with her. Like, that's the worst thing.
Yeah, and Teresa's just gritting her teeth. She's like, so happy. And Melissa says, yeah, when we're old ladies, we're going to tell stories about, like, where we met and how we didn't like each other at first and how you disrespected sugar cookies and then tried to have me added as a stripper on national TV. And then we liked each other later. Teresa's like,
Then we go back to Ramona. She goes, you know what? I really enjoyed my flight over with Melissa and Teresa, and I feel like I got to know Teresa better, and I really like her, okay? Like, I wasn't sure what I'd think about her because she looked like a scarecrow and she has no brain, so I thought she'd be really stupid, you know? But it turns out she has nice hair, okay?
Yeah, you know, I wasn't sure. She's like dumb as a doorbell, but you know what? Without doorbells, we wouldn't know we had doors. So what can I say? She's great, okay? And the man's like, she's been through a lot.
The implication is jail, like I did, and I can only wonder if at her prison they just fecklessly threw bologna sandwiches at her head with mustard packets on the inside. Because let me tell you, you could spend a whole year in jail, but 24 hours with bologna sandwiches on the forehead, that is real trauma.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm just so happy that she's happy now, okay? You know, like, you both went to prison, and look at her. She's happy, she's man, and look at you. Sorry, you know what? Sometimes I say things. Sit, sorry, okay?
I have bad delivery, okay? I'm like a UPS truck that drove into a lake. It's a bad delivery. So Melissa, now we get like Melissa and Kyle working together, which we should have anticipated would be a nightmare for everyone. So Melissa's like, oh, Teresa, there's one thing I have to tell you, and I wanted to wait until you were stuck in this car and on television, you know, because I didn't want you to turn around and say you're going home. I mean, it's nothing really, but Kyle called me, and she was talking to Ramona, and Ramona said he looked like a scarecrow. You get it? Get it? She said he looked like a scarecrow.
Teresa's like, ha, ha, blink, 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 blink. It's just a really long segment of Teresa blinking in silence, and Melissa's like, do you get it? She's like, I don't get that. What's that mean? She goes, you know, like the scarecrow, like you have no brain. She's like, oh, yeah? Well, look at her. Yeah? Look at how she acts, right? You know what? You know what she's like? Melissa goes, well, she's a little out there. And she goes, nah. You know what? She looks like the Tin Man. Yeah, that guy needs a brain. Melissa's like, no.
Great defense of you having a brain, by the way. Great defense.
Melissa's like, no. The Tin Man needs a heart. She goes,
yeah, but how does the Tin Man got a brain? All right, he's tin. All right? No, but like the Tin Man, he's like the same thing as a straw man. They don't got brains.
She's like, Teresa. It's like,
they're the same thing, you know? They're the same thing. And Melissa's like, okay, I'll help you out. They're both empty on the inside. It's like, yeah. God, I love, Ronnie, didn't you love watching The Wizard of Oz for the first time when it's like you meet the Scarecrow who's like, if I only had a brain. And then the Tin Man's like, if I only had a brain also. It's great. I love also song.
Oh, we go to the private plane and everyone's gathering and like woohooing. And Ramona hugs Cynthia and everybody's calling each other beautiful. And Luann sees Cynthia, who has really long braids, and she's like, wow, look at that hair. How long did that take?
Now, would you care to look at my hairstyle in case you want to steal it like everyone else has?
So then they're like all woohoo. And then it's like Turks and Caicos, here we come. And then we get the theme song. I was not expecting this kind of a theme song. I thought we'd just get like a variation on the typical, you know, Housewives instrumental with quotes. But we had like a full on like Housewives on the Island, baby.
Housewives on the Island, baby.
Don't let the party start.
Oh,
Those women beautiful as ever. The sun is hot, boy. Are you ready? Ha! To move your body when the Caribbean rhythm touches. Gonna make you go crazy. Fever! Feel it. Can you feel the al fever? Feel it, man. Fever! I was like, what is happening? And yes, I did write down all those lyrics.
That is hilarious.
It was just such a strange way to adapt a reggae kind of vibe to the Housewives.
Yeah, it really was. They were just like, you know what? Give me something kind of Sebastian-y, the crab or the lobster. What was Sebastian? A crab on Little Mermaid?
Trixie, do you think you could do dancehall reggae or just any kind of reggae? Or I don't think I could do it, but I know the right person, okay? His name is Carmichael Sands. Okay, Carmichael, get in here, do your reggae. It's your time.
We're on the island, baby. We're on the island, baby.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's commercial.
So I also have to mention that Carla gets on the plane and she goes, hi, how are you?
I wrote that down. I was like, Ronnie's going to love that.
Her Muppet. So then they're on the plane and Melissa, everything she does, every little thing. I don't know why I'm so anti-Melissa. I'm usually not. But on this show, I'm just not buying it. But she's like, does anyone want a muffin? Because I always need a carb in the morning. It's like, wow, that was... Why don't you just go around and poke everybody in the eye with a toothpick? These ladies don't eat carbs. They certainly don't eat fucking muffins. Who do you think you are, ma'am?
Yeah, seriously. So then Kyle, and by the way, Melissa knows, if Melissa and Kyle are tight, Melissa probably knows that Kyle has, body image issues, right? So Kyle's like, no, I can't. I'm heavy right now. I'm 125. So then Ramona tries to sort of empathize. She's like, you know what? My low weight now is 121. But my high weight is 125, so I go up to 125, and then I go down to 121. You know, it's a little rough. It's a battle, okay? And I always say, you know what? When I'm at my heavy, I'm just like my father's friend, Geraldine Parsons Smith. But then when I'm 121, I'm like my best friend / daughter, Avery. We look like sisters, okay?
Yeah, you know what? When I'm 125 and I look like a hungry hippo catching plastic balls in my ears, I get calls from, TLC wanting me to do my 125-pound 5K. I don't want to do a whole show in a bed with tubes coming into my nose. That's it. I'm sorry, okay? But you look great. You look great, Kyle. Look and she's great. Like, thanks.
She's like, well, and then Kyle does this thing where she goes, there's a side of me that's very shy that people don't know. They don't know that I have a shy side because I'm very extroverted otherwise. It's like, well, she doesn't say that part, but it's like, I like the idea that your shyness, like people don't know about your shyness. I'm like, well, if they don't know about your shyness, are you really shy?
How are you shy? She was trying to get on a reality show for years before this and showing up in every little Paris clip you see online. Give me a break, Kyle.
You literally, I opened a box and your voice came out of it yesterday, Kyle. That is the opposite of shyness. Okay. That is like saying, hello, Ben's Kitchen.
So Cynthia's like, yeah, I'm the same. I'm very shy. Okay, she's like, I can be socially awkward, you know, I don't like getting a lot of attention in restaurants. And Ramona's like, whoa, she stands up and she goes, you know what, it took me so long to understand that I'm a celebrity and someone famous, okay, I don't get it, I don't understand it. Yes, lady in the back, I will sign that for you, but you have to have your own pen. Kenya's like, leave me the fuck alone, who's talking to you?
You know what, it took me years for me to accept that I'm pop icon, okay? You know what? Like, I think it had to have been at least 2002 before I realized I was a celebrity.
Ramona, that was like 8 years before our show premiered.
Well, either way, I knew I was famous before then, okay?
Yeah. And Kyle's like, give me a break. You're on a TV show. And they're all laughing at her. And Cynthia asks her how long she's been on her show. And Ramona's like, you know what? Since 2006, okay? You know what? That's Kyle's future weight as well. Okay, but you look great, Kyle. You're
going to
look great.
Okay. So like, okay, so about 13 years, whatever. And she goes, so Ramona starts giving a history of the Housewives to women who are all housewives and know all this. She goes, you know what? So it started out with Orange County, but no one knew what Orange County was. I mean, who wants to have a county that's the color of a terrorism scale, okay? But you and I, you know, with New York City, me and Luann, this trash bot over here, okay, well, we put Bravo on the map with that franchise. And then as we all know, all the spinoffs came afterwards, okay?
Yeah. Kenya's like, what? And she goes, yeah, Kenya, I know facts, okay? You know what? We were the Wall Street Journal. We were in the Cool Water Show. Yeah, we were called the Cool Water Show, okay? People got up in the morning and they talked about us.
They're like, it's called Water Cooler. You know, the place where they talk about my cabaret performances?
Yeah, well, either way, it was definitely like a shed of what a moment.
Watershed!
Yeah. And she goes, "Whoop, you're all welcome, okay? You're all welcome." And Cynthia goes, "Yeah, but you've never been number one." And she's like, yeah. And Kenya just starts cracking up and high-fiving her, which, I mean, that does take a lot of nerve. To come around the Atlanta cast and say that you put Housewives on the map when they've been consistently the highest rated. I mean, the only season they weren't the highest rated was their most terrible season, and Beverly Hills beat them by a sliver. By an actual sliver.
Remind me, when was this filmed, Ronnie? Was it this past summer or was it last year? It was this summer, right?
Yeah.
It was this summer. So it's just kind of funny because, you know, maybe if it had been like 1 year earlier, Ramona could have been like, well, we don't have the highest ratings, but we're like the best regarded. But like after the season that New York just had, wow, Ramona, like speaking out of her ass in ways that are truly like we've never seen her before. Yeah. So Ramona's like, so then Ramona's defense goes, it doesn't matter. We're international. So then Luann's like, well, in our own mind, Cynthia, we're number one. So then Teresa is like,
okay. Well, call me when you've invented a move that defined the franchise. I literally invented table flipping.
You did not invent table flipping. But I was at a restaurant when I was in sixth grade, Lovano's in White Plains, New York, and a lady slapped her husband and then flipped a table. Now, I don't know if she invented it.
That's amazing.
But she certainly was the first one who got it in my brain. To this day, I will always remember that. And then watching her walk out of that restaurant, the whole restaurant was quiet and she walked out on her heels. Like, and apparently the waiter told us that essentially she found out the husband was cheating. So she slapped the husband and then the daughter slapped the mom for slapping the husband. And then there was like a water thing and then the table. It was amazing. It's truly one of the best things that ever happened to me.
God, that really is. And I don't want to take anything away from Teresa. Well, I do. But she never even flipped that table. She lifted it up and it dropped back to the ground. That wasn't even a table flip. So to say you invented what wasn't even a table flip, but a table lift and drop. You did not.
Yeah.
I mean, there are plenty of five-year-olds who have been doing that for years, right?
Thank you.
So Kyle tells us, of course, because Kyle will say it behind everyone's back, but not to their face, because it's Kyle. She's like, well, right now Beverly Hills has the highest ratings.
The agency. So then...
I looked up Kenya's the ratings, like, by the way. I'm sorry to interrupt you because I did pause, but I have to say I looked up the ratings and Atlanta slayed Beverly Hills again. But continue.
Well, what was funny is that Kenya says, New York, maybe she got them confused. Maybe it's her dementia. So now Cynthia somehow has brought a poster of Brooklyn onto this plane that somehow no one noticed that she had a poster all this time. And she goes, everyone, this is Brooklyn, okay? And this is the first time that Kenya has left this girl in 2 years. And this is a big deal. And because this is really the first time this woman has left this child, Kenya Moore, in celebration of you, cutting the umbilical cord, and then she has these giant scissors and a ribbon like she's about to open up a hospital or something. First of all, are you allowed to have giant scissors on an airplane, even a private one?
I'm not sure, Cynthia. I guess you can do everything on private, but what the hell is that? I can't take like more than 8 ounces of lube on a plane, but you can carry like two machetes joined together? What the fuck?
Also, don't do an oversized prop comedy moment on a small private plane. It's just the proportions are all wrong. Like, wait till you land somewhere. We need space for this ribbon moment. But either way, she does it. And luckily, it's very quick. And Kenya's like, I might have to cut a bitch with these scissors.
And she's like, yeah, well, we just cut that umbilical cord. But please don't use these scissors on me later. Don't use these on me later. So,
she did say unbiblical, didn't she? I was like, did I hear that right? Unbiblical?
Yeah, unbiblical cord. It's a very holy cord. So Kyle is like, Cynthia, that was so thoughtful. Her Muppet voice. And Kenya's like, I have so many sources of stress in my life, and she knows more than anybody else. And so Cynthia's like, and also, guys, she's going through a divorce. Almost everybody on this plane has been through a divorce, so cut the crap. And So Kenya's like, yeah, I do have a court date. So guess what this is leading up to? Cynthia would like to request that we consider giving Kenya the master suite.
Mm-hmm.
That is wrong. That is bullshit.
That is a bold, bold move. So Kyle is like, I mean, I think it's a little bit out of left field. I mean, everyone can sit here and give a reason why they deserve the master bedroom. I mean, Ramona, she's got divorced. Melissa Gorga will probably get divorced. And I'm just exhausted from shooting the feature film Halloween. So, I mean, we all deserve a good bed.
So Cynthia's like, well, I'll give up my room to make sure you have a good room. And Melissa's like, wow, what a good friend. And Luann's like, Ramona wouldn't do that for me. That's for damn sure.
You know what? I remember when I was getting divorced from Mario and like I lost 15 pounds. So it's kind of like you could only dream about that, Kyle, right? Maybe you should get divorced too. So I couldn't eat. It was like traumatic. So I agree. Give it to Kenya and I'll take one of the next best rooms, okay?
It's like, you know what? I contacted my friend John McDonald, okay? He has a restaurant called the Conch Shack. And Lou and I were there 6 years ago. Don't tell him, okay? Don't tell him, Luann. What happened, Luann? And Melissa's like, is that the one where you were cock-blocking everybody? Oh, we got a clip of that.
Which I had totally forgotten about. So Ramona's like, you know what? I was into him and I was flirting, okay? And Kenny goes, what happened? She goes, well, that was when I decided I couldn't be with my ex-husband anymore. It was over, okay? So Kenny goes, so you were married at the time? Yeah. And you were flirting with this guy? No, I said I was getting divorced. He was cheating on me for a year, okay?
And she's like, but you said you were cheating on him 1 minute ago. She goes, no, yeah, because I'm fucking divorced, bitch. Okay, that's what I was saying. And they're like,
bitch. And you know that Ramona saying I was getting fucking divorced, bitch, is not going to work well with Kenya. Kenya's like, excuse me? She goes, because you didn't understand the thing that I said, okay? She goes, well, why are you calling me a bitch? Because you didn't listen to my words, okay? I got a wordsmith, okay? A bad delivery, but I have words that I get to listen to, okay?
And she's like, what you're not going to do on this trip is call me a bitch. And she's like, well, don't put words in my mouth, okay? Which is hilarious because almost every fight they have is that they don't listen to the other one. Like, they're all over stupid things because neither one of them listened to what the other one was saying, right? So Kenya goes, oh, you have no idea who I am. You better ask somebody.
Which I think is kind of, that's what I love about Kenya is that she does have that reputation. Like, oh, you don't mess with me. Like when I'm not even like pontificate about it. It's just, that's what I love about her. So, yes, so they're fighting and Kenya's like, I mean, you said you were flirting. I mean, who else hurt her? And she goes, and I was getting divorced. Am I not allowed to flirt when I'm getting divorced? Okay. Guess what? I flirt by the ocean. What I don't do by the ocean is I don't wear masks by the ocean. Okay. But I do flirt.
So Melissa's like, Ramona, just apologize. She goes, you know what? I'm sorry, okay? Maybe I'm taking it wrong, and I apologize. And Kenya's like, you're taking a lot wrong, because she's not going to have any Ramona quick apology. And Kyle's like, how did this even go south? So Cynthia said, look, she did apologize for calling you a bitch. And Kyle's like, by the way, the flight attendant just parachuted from the plane.
Yeah, because you see the flight attendant just like running out of there. And I was like, fasten your seatbelts, girl. This is going to be one hell of a ride.
So then Kenya's like, okay.
It'll be the opposite of my singing. Not flat. Very bumpy.
So Kenya says, okay, well, I'm going to be the one to let it go and be the bigger person. It's like, no, because she actually already apologized. But okay. So then they see the Turks and Caicos. And Luann's like, look at the color of the water, girl.
It matches my statement necklace. And then Kyle's hat flies off on the tarmac, which for some reason really made me happy. Like, I love that like glimmer of panic that Kyle gets when she thinks that her hat may just blow away forever.
I know. You guys, I'm really insecure about my hats. So so then Melissa, what do you think? If anybody could guess what Melissa's first words were. Okay, I'm going to give you multiple choice. Was it A, woohoo, B, oh my God, or C, it's so hot?
I'm going to say it's so hot.
It's so hot.
It's so hot.
Thanks, Melissa. But duh, you idiot. So then the cars, Ramona and Lou are in a car, and then Kenya is in a car with Cynthia and Kyle, and Kenya's like, okay, her calling me out on my name was not cool. And Kyle's like, here's the thing, you know, I started reading things about all of us before I got here, and everyone's saying that Ramona's going to start calling Kenya Portia.
Kyle is so up in all this social media, right? So she's probably just like listening to us now while we record. Somehow she's listening right now. So then we see Twitter and we see some tweets. And one tweet says, it's pretty much going to be Ramona versus everyone, isn't it? And then another tweet says, and Ramona will call Kenya Portia. And so Kyle goes, and I didn't know what that meant. And then today she totally did it. Isn't that funny, Kenya? Am I getting you riled up?
Yeah. And then we see the clip of Ramona like, well, you know what? I think that Portia should get the master. And they're like, her name is not Portia. Why are you calling her Portia? She goes, you know what? Because I only know Portia, okay? I don't watch the show until recently, so I hear about it. Sorry.
I only watch Portia. I only know Portia. So Kenya is like, well, I think it was an honest mistake, but I don't think she should do it again. Which means she's going to do it like 5 more times.
Yes. So Kyle's asking them who they get along with already or in their cast. And Cynthia likes Cynthia and Candy best. And Kenya lists everybody. And Kyle's like, well, everybody but Portia. She goes, basically.
So then Melissa and Teresa are like, oh, wow, the water's so beautiful. And Melissa goes, you know, there's this fish that they swim up on your feet here. And she's like, I don't like that. She's like, no, it's like nice fish, like nice that would be in your fish tank, you know, like little Nemo's fish.
I don't like that. I don't like it.
I don't like no fishes touching me.
So then Luann is in the car with Ramona and she's like, Patrick, could you please turn the air down a little? No, nothing. Okay. I wonder how big the island is. Patrick!
Patrick, right. I think he's got a headpiece in. Anyway, I'm really excited about our villa. I can't wait to see what the room's like. Patrick, for crying out loud, turn the air down. I'm dying out here. Is this how you treat talent?
So then back with Kyle and Cynthia and Kenya. Kyle's like, oh my God, Cynthia, your nipple's showing. And sure enough, Cynthia's whole boob is out of her.
Just out. It's not just the nipple. Whole boob is out. Hell boob is out.
So they get to the house and it's Triton Villa.
Yeah, Triton Villa. And we have Michael, the concierge, and he's like bossing the staff around. He's like getting them all ready for everyone's arrival. And Kyle's like, are you Michael? So nice to meet you.
Thank you so much. Luann's...
Oh, Michael. Hi, I'm Countess Luann de Los Saps. Sorry, I'm a bit sweaty. Unfortunately, Patrick didn't hear my request to turn on the air conditioning. Oh, that's all right, though. Simple mistake.
Wow. Talking to Michael on the phone is one thing, but talking to him in real life is a whole new experience. And Cynthia's like, oh, I'm going to keep this guy for my girl, Kenya. And, you know, basically, they all think he's cute. Melissa's like, I'm very scared for this man.
Yeah. And then meanwhile, Ramona just marches into the house while they're also sort of gathering themselves in the driveway. Ramona marches in and goes, where's the nearest ladies' room? Excuse me. Is there a servant here who could tell me what the ladies' room is? Anyone? Anyone at all?
Yeah. And these ladies are all acting like they've never seen a Housewives show before. It's not only Ramona's show that everybody runs to get the best room. It's literally all of them. Except I guess Kyle points out that they don't do that on Beverly Hills, and I had to actually take a moment. And I guess they don't do it on Beverly Hills, huh?
I don't remember. I feel like there's probably a moment where they do that. Like, I'm sure there's like some silly moment. I'm not sure, but Luann, of course, is only too happy to throw Ramona under the bus. She's like, oh, well, look at Ramona. Hey, everyone, Ramona's in the house already. She wants the bedroom. That's right. Ramona is going for the master bedroom, everyone. Go. Attack. Attack. I got your back, Ramona. Don't worry.
But that is what Ramona's doing. She's going through it like, well, this one has a bathroom. That one has a window. That one has the... You know, she's going through every room. And Luann's like, can we at least take a tour first? And Melissa goes, look and not claim. It's not going to work with Ramona.
Not going to work at all. Yeah. So Ramona finds a room, and they want to put Ramona in the bunk bedroom. But Ramona says, you know what? I deserve the best room. I mean, listen, as I said before, I'm the most senior here, and all my fans are saying you better get the best room. So, like, maybe I should get the best room. Maybe I should care about these things. I mean, I just realized I'm a celebrity this afternoon, okay? So I got to support what the fans think, okay?
Does Ramona really have fans telling her stuff like that? I don't think she does. I know she has followers, but every time I see comments on Ramona's post, they're like, oh my God, you're such an idiot. I love it. Keep it going. Good job.
Who are the Ramona Stans out there that are like encouraging her to behave this way? Who?
It's Avery and Priscilla. Like, yeah, you do deserve the best room, Ma. So Kyle's outside and she's like, whatever. She's on one of those big circular swing things, which I'm sure Vanderpump has on her most recent vacation as well. And she's like, you ladies can fight over those rooms all you want. We don't play like that in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, you guys just get stuck with the rooms that you don't want and then just say things like, I feel bad because I didn't really want this room, but I also didn't want to say anything to her because she's going through a divorce. Did I say that? Okay. So then, like, that's how they operate. So now they find Ramona in this room, and everyone's like, seniority, okay? I picked one of the bedrooms, not the bedroom, but I'm taking this bedroom.
Well, get your ass out of bed. It doesn't work like that, okay? There's other women here. Could someone get Ramona out of this bed? Patrick? Patrick?
And Patrick? Cynthia's like, who died and you made you boss? And why wasn't I invited to the ribbon cutting ceremony? I would have made you a poster board. And Ramona's like, I'm the eldest, and eldest is win, guy.
So Luann's like, you know, I'm so used to being embarrassed by Ramona that it kind of doesn't faze me anymore. So it's nice to see her get called out again, finally. Just wonderful.
So Ramona's like, Portia, you get the main room. And now it's like, okay. And then you know Ramona's doing it on purpose because she's sitting there with that evil smile like, what? What? Trying not to laugh. And Cynthia's like, her name is not Portia, it's Kenya. And Ramona's just keeps smiling. And Ramona goes, ooh, you know what? That was a faux pas, okay? Sorry.
That was a pas for. Faux pas. Yeah.
So one year earlier, we get a clip of Ramona calling everybody by the wrong name. And then she tells us, you know what? Maybe I knew that deep down, and that's why I said it. I don't know, okay? I apologize if I didn't know that deep down it was set. Deep down, I apologize to deep down from up here. Set.
And Melissa's like, I need you to act properly, darling. You're not being a team player, and you're putting your dirty feet inside someone else's sheets already, so you're not special. She goes, yeah, I am. I'm like... Compared to Melissa Gorga, Ramona may have a point. So
Kyle's swinging downstairs still, and she's like, you know, I think that Ramona's going to be my roommate in the bunk bedroom. Mother Mary of God, please.
She's like, I know I'm Jewish now, but please. And then Ramona, of course, is asking for someone to bring her luggage up the stairs. I'm like, Ramona, at this point, you should just pick rooms on the first floor. And then, and then Kyle goes, you know, I can't be fighting for a room. It's beneath me. I don't care. We have beautiful homes in Los Angeles. So obnoxious.
Yeah, she really is. I mean, everything Kyle says is like, well, in this town.
You know, her classic. In this town, it I all have
relates,
houses.
Yeah, it relates back to Beverly Hills, every single thing. So Cynthia and Kenya go to Ramona's room, and Cynthia's like, you know what? She can't just do all the things she's done and then think she gets the best room after that. So Kenya knocks, and she's like, Ramona! And they go in, but Ramona's in the shower. She's like, what? What? Ramona showers just like you think, like this, with the shower thing. She's just like...
She's doing, like, car wash techniques on her body, you know? And she's like... And she's just full on naked. And I thought she was going to be horrified. I thought she was going to get so angry that they walked in with a camera. But she's like, whoa, guess the cameraman wants to flirt with me. Okay. Mm. So they're all like, whoa. Okay. So Kenya and Cynthia go out. But then Teresa goes looking for Ramona. And Teresa walks in with Michael. She's like, oh, God, she's naked. Oh, God, Maron.
I'm Maron.
And Michael's with her. So yeah, she's,
and everybody's like, oh my God, I can't believe she's naked. Well, you guys are going into a closed closed room. I mean, I know she stole it, but still, of course Ramona goes straight to the shower to steal that room.
And Teresa goes,
Michael, do you like what you saw?
And then Luann, again having Ramona's back, goes, you didn't sign up for a senior citizen. Michael, you can stay with me.
I love that they all keep calling Ramona old. It's like, don't throw a wrinkle when you live in a jowl house. You know what I mean?
And then Kenya is like, you know, there's an old saying, you know, when you've shown your ass, we've literally seen Ramona's ass.
Yeah. So then Ramona has a very important call to make to her assistant, Sean. She's like, Sean, whoa. What? Thank you so much for putting a lock on my luggage? Because my luggage is locked. Because what? You didn't send me the call. What the heck?
What's the number? 102460. What is it? So then, I wish I could remember the name.
2-4-6-0-1.
2-4-6-0-1? So then Ken is, Kenya's FaceTiming her Aunt Lisa. Kenya's checking on the baby, but she can't see the baby. The baby's asleep. And then Cynthia, they're ordering cocktails, margaritas and stuff. And Cynthia's like annoyed because she felt like the whole ride over, she was supporting Ramona. She was, you know, defending her and saying, give her one more chance. But then Ramona up and calls Kenya Portia again. And that really annoyed her. And then right. She went to the bedroom like that.
And she's sitting there talking to Teresa, who God knows what Teresa is even absorbing, right? Because she's just sitting there blinking. So Cynthia's like, well, I think that we need some ground rules. Because the worst thing is to be in a group of women and nobody wants to hang out with you. No pun intended. And Teresa's like, and we just hear the seagulls. The seagulls are like, while Teresa's sitting there confused. But also, that wasn't a pun. So Teresa's not really wrong, right? No one wants to be in a group of women that no one wants to hang out with you. No pun intended.
She's still trying to wrap her mind around the concept of a scarecrow. She's like, why do you want scarecrows, huh? So then Cynthia's like, I mean, that whole seniority thing. I mean, I've been on my show for 11 years. And Teresa goes, I started my show. So then there's like a moment of like, who's more popular? So Teresa looks up Ramona on Instagram and she has Ramona has 869,000 followers. And then Teresa looks up her numbers and she has 2.2 million. She's like, eh.
Yeah, I win, dude. So Cynthia's like, I mean, if you're the oldest and the grownest, you need to talk the most sense. And she's like, how old is she, huh? It's like 65. If that's the case, is that when the dementia thing starts setting in?
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's commercial.
So then Ramona is now Now Ramona has like gone and found the staff. They're all like in the kitchen. She goes, you know what? Guess what? I'm friendlier to the help these days, okay? So guess what? I'm taking a poll, all right? Okay, we're on a TV show. I don't know if you know this. We're all very famous people, okay? So we're on a television show. I don't know if you own TVs. I can't tell how poor or rich you are, okay? So I'm the longest running OG. I don't know what OG means, but I'll just say it, okay? And I've been filming since 2006. But Kenya's going through some really difficult times. So I said, you know what? Give her the best room because she's sad and lonely and has no husband. And I'll take another, okay? And explain what I did wrong because I'm not getting it. What did I do wrong, okay?
And Michael's like, well, you come with a very different approach. Isn't that good? You what? You think it could be different? Okay.
Direct.
And he's like, yeah, and I think that's what makes you so wonderful. I get it, Ramona. She goes, oh my God. Whoa, you just met me already and you know me so well.
Okay. And then the chef is like, that's my son, because it turns out that the chef is actually Michael's mom. So then Ramona's talking.
Whoa, that's your son? Oh my God. I love that servants have bring your baby to work day two. That's nuts, okay? You know what? Next you're gonna be able to vote in the elections. Crazy.
It's so exciting to see that you're his mother, because I've always wondered what it must look like to see a mother who actually looks way older than her child. Because for me, my daughter is basically like my sister. We look the same age, okay?
Mm-hmm. So then Kyle is at the table. They start gathering to have some lunch, right? And so Kyle's at the table and she sees Ramona's outfit. And Ramona's just wearing one of those fishnet cover-ups and a thong.
Yeah.
And I was like, why do I have to look at her butt while I'm eating?
Yeah.
Why?
And then Ramona comes over. They're like, are you wearing anything under that? And she's like, they're like, you're topless. And she's like, no, I have nipple covers. So she's basically wearing a cover up over nipple covers and a thong.
And then, which is very, you know, we have to, not Tinsley, we have, what's her buns? The other blonde lady, Leah. We have Leah to thank for that.
Leah McSweeney. That's yeah. Right. So then Luann's like, well, I'm going to go for a swim. So then Ramona goes with Luann to go over to the beach and everything. And you just hear Ramona in the distance saying, I mean, they put a lock on my bag for security, but it comes with a code and I can't even open it, okay? It's just, you know, she's probably talked to everyone about that padlock.
I know. So Tree's like, you know what? That's not right. You know what? Like, I don't even start a fight. I'll finish the fight, all right? But, like, she said that thing about the scarecrow, and she wants to be friends with me? Scarecrow? What'd that mean again? What'd that mean again? I love that Teresa didn't even know what it meant, and she's just furious now about it.
Yeah. And so now it's cutting back and forth. Luann's in the ocean just like swimming, but Ramona won't go in the ocean because She's like, you know what? I'm afraid of my cover-up. I mean, like, what if it goes in the salt water and it shrinks? And then I'll have to be fully naked when Michael, the butler, comes over. The last thing I want is for him to see me naked again, okay?
So then back at lunch, Teresa's like, Michael, tell us what tonight's going to be like, didn't. So he tells them the plan. They're going to go on the beach, and they can wear flats. And Teresa goes off to get ready. And Melissa and Kyle are left there talking. And they're talking about how it's weird that everybody is just like they are on TV. And Kyle's like, well, I mean, if they're being themselves, yes.
Like, I'm sure I'm just giving off the air of someone who's been in a feature film recently with Mr. Michael Myers. Thank you so much, Melissa. No autographs right now.
Yeah, so they call their husbands. Well, they call Joe. And Joe's like, what are you doing, eh? How could you be there without a husband? That's nuts. Like, what are you guys doing, eh?
And Kyle goes, how are you? I wrote that down with lots of yous. I was like, this tribute to Ronnie. Yeah. And then he's like, hey, where's your good-looking husband? Ah, where is he? Ah? She's like, he's back in L.A. Oh.
So anyway, 5:40 p.m., taxis are ready. Ramona calls John over, or she calls Fiona. John. Yeah. She's like, whoa, John, where's Ramona, okay? Oh, and then he answers. She's like, whoa, yeah. Look at you. Like, she's just talking to herself. The guy never even answers the phone. She's like, well, hi, it's me. Ron, everything's great. I had a look at my suitcase. The what? Didn't have the coat.
And he's, like, shirtless. And she's like, whoa, are you like me? And just out of the shower? Still with the dewy sweat on your nipples? Because you didn't wash it all the way off? Maybe we should take another shower together and be naked together. Whoa.
He's like, just happened to step out of the shower the second I was going to be on TV cameras. And she's like, well, got my hair to what do you think? Seagulls are just hitting up against the window every time Ramona laughs. You know, they're like, the mothership's calling.
Who needs a scarecrow when you've got Ramona's voice? So, you know what? Last time I saw John was many years ago. So tonight, I feel like I'm going to make a little bit of an entrance, okay? And then we see a flashback of her just, like, grazing his biceps. And she's like, you know what? I just want to look kind of good for John, okay? Because it'll be interesting to see if any sparks fly or not, okay?
He's like, okay, well, I'll see you later. I'm not dressed. And she goes, you could just go naked, baby. The phone just explodes in her hand. Like the microphone and the phone can't even take that pitch.
Siri is like, I quit. So so now Kyle's setting up some shoes and everything. And she's like, Melissa, your necklace is on backwards. Because Melissa's wearing a necklace that says Melissa. And so Melissa goes to the mirror and she goes, no, it's not. See, it's perfect. It's the mirror. And she's like, oh, my God. And they, like, laugh. Real scarecrow moment.
So Melissa's like, somebody's literally writing every move online. Like, this is nuts. Like, verbatim. Somebody's talking. Not me, because I don't do that. Okay, I do not do that. Kyle's like, oh my God, I don't do that either.
But I just read it incessantly at all minutes of this actual show, but I'd never, never, never do this. And this sort of situation has never happened even on my own show once, very famously before.
I know. And you just see, like, Vanderpump behind a curtain, like, it's magic, top isn't hat. It?
And then she just, like, throws down a smoke bomb and, like, pink smoke shows. She just disappears. I'm everywhere and nowhere. So then Kyle's reading a headline or something that's posted on Instagram that's like, the housewives have arrived in Turks and Caicos, and I'm told Ramona instantly ran to the best bedroom and pissed off all the other women, and she's already called Kenny a bitch, and they haven't even been there an hour, and also Kenny looks absolutely radiant.
Yeah, and Melissa's like, oh my God, word for word. And so they're trying to figure out who it would be, and she's like, okay, well, let's see. I mean, it looks like Kenya. I guess this guy's like a Kenya fan or something. So they're like, well, I mean, like, obviously he likes Kenya. And so they're like, okay, well, let's see who follows him. And they search, and of course Kenya follows him, and it's a TMZ guy, so they know. I mean, it's obviously Kenya barely even tries to hide it when it's her, right?
Yeah, exactly. So now it's time that they get into vans to go to Dukan's shack, and Kenya, like, opens up a van door, and she just sees Ramona there, and she's like, I'll sit in the back. She's like, of course I picked the car with the asshole in it.
Ramona's like, you know what? I know I can be contrived and controlling, but you know what? Even I wouldn't want to be that way with someone I met the first time I met somebody on that day. I wouldn't be like that to them on that day. I was like, shut up, Ramona. You don't even try to make sense because you're so foolish. You're shitty to people all the time for no reason.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. I met you, Ramona, once, and you were shitty to me. How about that?
Yeah, so, I've never heard a story because, you know, we've heard lots of stories over the year of like, oh my God, I saw Ramona. I met Ramona. I've never heard of a good story of Ramona. Never.
Never.
Not once.
Never. You know, we were actually, people don't know this, there was actually a moment where we were going to interview Ramona for this show several years ago. And because it turns out that, like, my cousin's friend was her manager. And then even that didn't work out because then she fired the manager. It's just like, because, and I'm just saying that not to be like, oh, she fired my cousin's friend. It's just like, she was so difficult, right? Yeah. Another thing that didn't work out because Ramona's difficult.
Yeah, she's notoriously terrible. So Kyle, Cynthia, and Melissa are in the other car, and Kyle's like, oh my God, I brought a book. How stupid is that?
Kyle, don't act like, she's like, I brought Brothers Karamazov. I was totally going to read it. It's like, Kyle, please.
I feel like Kyle just, wherever she goes, has the latest Leanne Moriarty book, and that's it. And she's never read a damn one. She's just going to tell everybody she read it while she's waiting for Reese Witherspoon to make a movie out of it or something, a TV show out of it.
She's like, I keep on waiting for her to talk about her carnival past. No, Kyle, that's Leanne Locken. You've totally gone to the wrong...
Well, I really loved her in Soap Dish. No, that was Kathy Moriarty. Oh,
God, I just hope that Sherlock Holmes can get her. That's just a different, that's Arch going.
But I love it on Crackers. That's Havarti. Okay, you, Kyle, just shut up. You don't read. We all know it.
I just want to learn how to make them. Those are lean-tos. And you're not going camping anytime soon.
So Cynthia's like, well, I'm just looking out the window and it's just so beautiful. I was looking out the window in my room. It's so beautiful out there. And Melissa goes, I don't have a window, but I did go on the balcony. And Cynthia goes, well, I don't have a balcony. And Melissa's like, I know, but that's 8 days. That's a long time to not have a window to look out of.
It reminds me too much of my marriage. So
Luann's in the other car going, tell me about it. See Luann pass in a van.
Oh, I remember when I was thrown into the clink. Not only did I not have a window, even if there were a window, I wouldn't be able to see it because there were slices of bologna over my eyeballs on account of all the sandwiches they threw at my face.
Try pissing in a tin can, bitch.
So then meanwhile, in the other car, they're just like miserable. It's literally the worst pairing of Kenya, Teresa, and Ramona. And Ramona's trying to make small talk. She's like, you know, sunset, when is it? Is it 7:30? Because if we get there at 7:30, it could be nice to see sunset on the beach. And they're all just like, die. Please just die right here in this car.
They just both ignore her. So then Luann, you know, everybody arrives. And Luann's like, wow, this place has happened. Everywhere they go, Luann has like an exclamatory remark, you know. It's like, wow, the water. And wow. So,
well, I wonder if there's going to be an elderly woman with a Casio keyboard to play some cabaret songs in the corner, because I love that.
So it's time for arrivals, and Ramona dances in awkwardly, like only Ramona can, her like half waddle, half like Disney skeleton way, whatever she's doing, dances in there.
And definitely it was definitely like a musical number from Coco, like just like skeleton-y dancing. No, and that is not a veiled reference to Coco, who has died. Rest in peace.
Day of the Dead? Okay. So she dances in, and Kyle's like, oh my God, if we all left, she wouldn't even notice. So Ramona's like, John, oh my God. So she hugs him, and everybody else sits down. And Ramona sits down. She goes, excuse me, ladies. Okay. There's appetizers on the menu, but I love grilled shrimp. So does everybody just want that?
Yes, I would love some grilled shrimp. In fact, I put an order earlier with our waiter, who is also our driver. Patrick, is the shrimp coming? Patrick?
No.
Patrick.
Nothing. Patrick?
No. Do they have any lamb here? Lamb? Do you have any lamb? Patrick! Lamb! Patrick! God damn it! Never mind.
So John comes over to the table. He's like, hey, Ramona, I know what you like. And she's like, what do I like, John? He's like, tequila and pooping in the sand. She's like, oh my God.
ladies, that's why we brought you some disinfectant and Lysol wraps for your feet. She was like, you know, seeing him for the first time in 6 years is nice. I mean, he has a rock-hard body. He has a beautiful smile. He's a good flirt. My favorite part is how he flirts with me by running away from me. That's so flirty, okay?
So Melissa's like, oh, making small talk. Like, is this your restaurant? It's very nice. He goes, oh, you guys say the sweetest stuff. And she's like, well, here's turkeys and cakes, okay? What? I love this place. You can't eat them at the same time, but they're delicious in the same evening, okay?
This island, it's so small, intimate, you know, like my bedroom. Have you seen my bedroom, Johnny? Was he in my bedroom? And so she's just flirting, and Kyle's like, is she flirting? Is this like flirting mode? Oh my God. And then Kenya goes, Kyle is crazy. You got to watch Kyle. Kenya has a read on Kyle right away, too. I'm very impressed.
Yeah. And Kenya's like, oh my God, she doesn't even have a bra on. And so Melissa's like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed for her. And Kenya's doing an imitation of Ramona. It's like how she thrusts her chest out, like does that when she's flirting.
Someone playing the bongos. No, that's just Ramona's boobs flopping on the table as she undulates.
And the producer tells Ramona, why do you do that thrusting thing? She goes, what? So embarrassing. I don't even know I'm flirting that way. So the producer goes, you just winked at me when you said that. She goes, I know what I'm doing.
Guys, I have a question. Okay, working actress here. So while Ramona's busy with her boyfriend, where do we think these crazy stories are coming from that are winding up on Instagram, huh? Huh?
And Kenya's like, there's been leaking stuff? What? And Melissa says, yeah, and there's one specific guy, Kyle, what's his name? She's like, he's from TMZ. And Kenya goes, Anthony, I know Anthony. And they're like, well, yeah. And Melissa's like, you have a picture of Anthony on Instagram? She goes, yeah, I know Anthony. Like, she knows what they're trying to do. They're such amateurs. Like, compared to Kenya, Kyle and Melissa versus Kenya. No, I'm sorry.
It's not going to work. And right. It's so funny how they're acting as if they don't know exactly who they're talking about. They don't know exactly what they want to say. Like, who was that person? Does anyone know this? Right. So Melissa's like, so you're not talking to him at all? And Kenya's like, no. Why would I call him from Turks and Caicos? I'm like, to shape the narrative in the media about Ramona versus you? It's pretty obvious why you would.
Yeah, and it's pretty obvious that it's her too, right?
Yeah.
Why would I call him from like, Turks and Caicos? But that's not an answer, ma'am. Okay? Yeah.
She goes, well, the people in the press love me, and it doesn't mean I give them information. And then Cynthia says, listen, I ain't saying that she leaked it, but all I'm saying is that she knows Anthony.
Yeah. So Kyle's like, well, here's what I do. Whenever this happens, you have to see who benefits. Well, you hated Vanderpump, and after that story leaked, she left the show. So you benefited, I guess. Ding, ding, ding.
Goodbye, Kyle.
So Melissa's like, well, as Ramona did what she did with her room, you know, it was written on real time and on Instagram. And then it said that she ran and got the best room. And Kenny goes, well, I heard that she does that all the time. And Ramona's like, you heard that I do what all the time? You don't know me. I don't talk to the press. I hate the press. I hate the press so much. So that's kind of weird because I was like, hey, Ramona, weren't you like flirting with John a second ago? And now all of a sudden you're declaring. Although I don't think Ramona leaked it because why would she leak that she was being an asshole?
Well, that wasn't the thing at all. That was Ramona just wasn't listening. So she thinks that she's accusing her of leaking, but she wasn't. Kenya was saying, I hear that she's always running to get the first room. So why is that shocking that that would be the news, right? Someone's probably just making it up. Because it's typical Ramona. So, and it's so funny because they don't watch each other's shows because they just don't get each other at all. They're so off-put by each other. And Ramona's like, you don't know me. And she goes, I'm saying, and my point is, told me someone you run to the room all the time. And she goes, well, you're the one who got the best room, okay? And Kyle's like, listen, not all your friends are on a TV show. What do you do on vacation when the rest of your friends want a room? She goes, they always give me the best room.
She's like, why? She goes, because I'm Ramona, okay? Kenny goes, because you're Ramona? She goes, I'm very lucky. I'm a blessed girl, okay? Emphasis on girl. I basically look like I'm 18. I may be 65 years old, but I have the bosom of an 18-year-old, okay? I'm even younger than my own daughter.
And Kenny's like, Ramona, you came in looking for that best room. She goes, listen, I have bad delivery. I'm sorry. Okay, and she stands and lifts her glass. She's like, sorry for my bad delivery and bad behavior. I'm sorry. And she gives her shrug toast where she's like, meh. Shrug cheers.
I'm an apologizer. You know what? I'm the apologizer. Don't you know? Don't you know I'm the apologizer? Huh? 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 And then Luann, then in the confession or in the interview, Luann grabs a microphone and goes, "Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Ramona the Apologizer."
And Kenya's like, "But there are people that don't even want to be in the same car as you, Ramona." And she's like, "Sorry." She goes, "So do you want to be alone here?" And she goes, "I don't know. Do you want to be a friend to anyone? Do you want to be a complete asshole?" And Ramona's like, "I am not an asshole."
"Well, you behaved like one." "Well, I'm sorry you feel that way. It's not how I feel, Ramona. I think everyone feels that way. You are being an asshole. And I'm saying that you're behaving like an asshole. So if it looks like an asshole, walks like an asshole, talks like an asshole, it's an asshole." "Well, you know what's funny? Because actually, I said you should get the best room. Is that being an asshole or just being someone who's naturally beautiful and flirtatious and just out of the shower, okay?"
"Well, she happens to poop on the ground a lot, too. Don't forget about that one. It'll really make your analogy sing."
"Ramona, you disregarded everyone else," says Kenya. And Luann goes, "That's the real issue. Actually, the real issue is, where the hell is my shrimp? Patrick, for crying out loud, I'm a cabaret star."
And Cynthia goes, "You know, Ramona, she just does not know how to read a room. She needs somebody to say, 'Friend, you're fucking up.'" So she pulls Ramona aside to have a private talk. And she's like, "Now, I've told everyone you're nice, but when we got here, you went into this whole thing about not getting to know everyone and how you handled that situation on the plane. You called Kenya a bitch." And she goes, "Oh, you know what? I call all my friends bitch. That's it. Can I have another glass of wine, bitch? Okay? See?
Happy birthday, bitch." So Cynthia's like, "Okay, yeah, but you don't have that relationship, okay? And this is a group situation, but you weren't being a team player. So you know what? In my mind, I don't think I did anything wrong. But now hearing you, I did something wrong. And I'm taking it in, okay? Sort of like what I hope to do with John later tonight. Take him in."
"I mean, you came into the house, you got the bed. You know what? I was just trying to be funny." Which, of course, is hilarious because she kept that room. Right?
So yeah.
Cynthia's like, "Listen, we're here to get to know each other. So we all have preconceived notions about our personalities." And Ramona's like, "How can I rectify it?" She's like, "Oh my God, you really are the asshole." Literally.
Yeah.
And then
Teresa's watching from afar and she goes, "Do you think that Ramona's upset right now?" And Luann, once again, having Ramona's back, goes, "Well, I would be mortified right now. Mortified."
She just asked Cynthia to unpack for her. I mean.
So Ramona's like, "Okay, you know what? I'm going to say, listen, I have the worst delivery." Okay. She's like, "Don't worry. I'll be your wingman." "Okay. I didn't know you knew how to fly, but okay. All right, everyone. Okay. I'll admit, listen, I'm tough. Okay. I grew up tough. Okay. I had to be tough in my marriage. Okay. Sometimes I steamroll. Okay. That's just who I am. I'm sorry. Sorry."
Ramona's really learned to use that childhood whenever she's in trouble. "What? I do it because I had a rough childhood." "Oh, okay. Then all is fine. You totally deserve that room." So Ramona's like, "Let's role play. Okay. You can teach me how to be a decent person. You know what, girls? I just wanted to say, I'm sorry. Well, I just wanted to say that I understand that it's difficult during COVID, but I want a big wedding." "Okay. What does that have to do with anything? Okay."
So now Ramona, I think, now goes over to talk to the women. And she's like, "Whoa, okay, I was just play rolling with my man wing, okay? I want to talk to you guys, okay? Because I'm being serious, okay? This is serious, all right? So I really started off on the wrong foot when we got into the house and I made the energy bad, okay? But we're all together to have a good time. There was no intention to be this person that you're feeling, that you're subjected to. So please forgive me. And I want to start fresh. Okay. I did the wrong thing. Okay. I did the wrong thing."
"And you know what? Cynthia, I will marry you during COVID." She's like, "That's all I wanted. Thank you." And so
like, "Can you just say 10, 10, 20, 20 just once? 10, 10, 20, 10. No. 10, 10, 20, 20. 20, 20, 10, 10, no, 10, 10, 10, 10, 2010, 20? No, never
mind. Well, I'm not holding my breath on that one, Luann. So Tree's like, yeah, but what about the scarecrow thing? And boom. And Ramona's like, you know what? I didn't even know you, guy. And Kenya's like, yeah, but to say something like that about someone you don't even know, Ramona. And the producer's like, Kenya. Come on now, don't you think that's a little hypocritical coming from you? And she's like, no, I never said that to someone I don't know, just to people I know.
And 2 years earlier, we see like a montage that includes her seeing Drew Sidora and saying, oh, Cynthia, where do you always get these strays from, honey? And then it comes back. Kenny goes, okay, yes, I've said things that are terrible to people, but it was always justified after I got to know them. So now Ramona, this is what's funny. So, you know, Ramona going up against Kenya, I think Ramona has finally met her match in Kenya. But with Teresa is very easy for Ramona. So Ramona does exactly what Teresa needs, which is that Ramona sits directly with Teresa, like practically like on her lap. And she's like, you know what? I was like talking about every girl on the trip. And I really love smart women. I only surround myself with smart women. I don't know why Luann is around, but other than her,
Sonya,
I surround
myself really with smart women. Sonya. Didn't sleep, but she's dead now. You know what? Got my point. I'm smart.
Carol, I mean, what if his name is the vagina lady? I don't even know what her name is. Kelly Bensimone. I mean, she was an idiot too. So I wasn't really sure how bright you were. I'm like, what? This is not going to. I'm like, how is this part of your apology? I'm sorry. I was talking about everyone. I wasn't sure how bright you were. Okay. Yeah. And then Kenya's like leaning in. She's like, louder, project.
She goes, it's not about her. It's about me and you. Okay. So look. And Teresa goes, yeah, but they all heard it. And she's like, yeah, but I just want to say it to you. And she's like, but you said it to Kyle's. And she's like, yeah. What? I'm just going to say it to you, okay? Because on your show, they say you're not smart, and I hear all these little noises. But then on the plane, I learned that you have it so together, and I really learned who Teresa is, okay? She's a lady who stands on a field with her arms spread to scare animals away from eating corn, okay?
You know what? Crows are very smart birds, okay? They remember people's faces, okay? So to be the person that can scare a crow, you have to be smart to scare away a smart bird, okay? So actually, I think that being a scarecrow is the smartest sort of scaring thing that could be out there, honestly, okay? You're smart.
And we see a clip of earlier when they're on the plane together for the first time, the first plane, and Teresa's going, I'm an author. I don't gotta prove nothing to nobody's, all right? And Ramona's like, you know what? Don't you really smart, amazing, and without you, we probably wouldn't have enough supplies to make popcorn, okay? And Ramona's doing that thing. Teresa hates, more than anything, touchy-feeliness. She hates when she has to, like, get touchy-feely with the other girls. And Ramona's, like, sitting right on her lap, right in her face. Give me a Ramona. So she's like, all right, whatever. You know, sometimes you got to accept people for who they are. You know, I'm a 4-time New Yorker best smelling author. All right. So you know what? I got to have some smarts up there, right?
You know what? Let's start fresh. And we can start fresh with your daughter who does cocaine and get to know each other on a new leveling plane. Okay. A new leveling plane.
And she says, we all have preconceived notions about us, okay? Because of bullshit. So let's just start fresh, everybody. These are not preconceived notions. These are you calling somebody a bitch and then going to take the best room.
I know. So Kenya's like, level plane, not leveling plane. Did I say it wrong? Fine. Leveling plane. So then a bunch of musicians enter.
Kenya Moore hair care dancers come in. They're like, Kenya Moore. It's like a drum line comes in. Kenya Moore hair care. And then Ramona's butt humping a tree. She's just like rubbing her butt up against the tree.
That's not butt humping. That's wiping. She's like, I've seen how they do it in the Charmin commercials. Okay, those bears know what's up. So then Kenya falls over in the sand. And Luann's like, bring it on. Let's have some fun.
And then Housewives After Dark, which is a segment they do at the end of all these episodes. Housewives After Dark.
So I haven't seen episodes 2 or 3 yet, so that's good to know. I was wondering if it was going to be an ongoing segment.
Yeah.
So Cynthia's like, oh, I've never been so happy to see my room. And Melissa is saying how she needs regular soap, not body wash, because she doesn't want to put like this all this scented body wash stuff on her vajayjay.
Yeah. And which seems weird to me, but you know, what do I know? And then Cynthia,
I don't even know what a vagina is.
Yeah. And Cynthia loves the confessional room because they have like a little Big Brother style room, diary room that they go into. And Cynthia's in there all the time, I feel like. So Cynthia goes in there to pat herself on the back for having Ramona apologize. Like it's something we don't see 20,000 times an episode, you know? And right. Then Ramona and Kyle are talking in the kitchen, and Ramona's like, oh my God, you know what? Watch your stomach. And Kyle's like, look at it. And Ramona's like, you know what? You're crazy, psycho about your body. It's nuts, okay? Like, it's nuts right now. You know what? So could you get on a plane at 125 right now? No. You know what? But, you know, in a couple of days, you could poop it all out and become like 124.5, right?
You know what I do when I don't feel secure about my body weight? I literally just shit on the floor. Just lose that weight right that moment, okay? So Kyle is like, well, I have issues about eating in my body, and that's a fact. And she goes, oh, so growing up, did your mother tell you to be embarrassed about your body? Did your mother do that to you? Which was like kind of like a funny, like, let me just get right to the core of it. And she's like, no, but my sisters were really skinny, and like they were blonde and skinny and I wasn't. And I think it stemmed from that. And I got bigger boobs and a butt, and I do feel like, you know, I was the chubby one when I was a kid, and I started to feel bad for Kyle that, like, this was sort of plaguing her, and then she tells the story. What I loved is that then she tells her story about her trauma, but it also at the same time is kind of, like, bragging about her accomplishments, and she's like,
yeah.
She's like, well, I was in a movie when I was 11 years old, and I went to school, and a bunch of kids saw it, and were like, oh, we saw you in the movie, and you looked fat, and all I could say was, I know. I was like, oh, my God. Kyle, that's so terrible.
Yeah, she's like, and when I called Jamie Lee Curtis about it, she literally cried on the phone. So there was that. So Ramona's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry you feel this way, okay? And Kyle says, yeah, I was hoping the other side of Ramona exists because, you know, she's the one who tells me that I'm thin, you know, and that's a good girlfriend. So I'm happy that that side's in her because the other side is scary. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. So then Ramona's like, you know what? Just be with us, okay? Because, like, maybe this is something you can work on because, like, now you're with women who care about you and like you, and maybe you can work on your body image with us and, like, show us more of the body that you're comfortable with over the next few days. I'm like, listen, I would not say that this is a safe group for doing. Like, I'm all for Kyle pushing through her body image and getting to a place where she's comfortable with her body. But Ramona saying, like, whoa, because we're all human, we all support you. I was like, this is the most toxic group of people that you could ever decide to work your body images out in. Oh, my God.
But it also has the examples of just the blind self-confidence of some of the women, you know, especially the New Yorker. Like, Luann and Ramona are both just like, let's get naked. No, what? It's being naked right now. Like, they have so much self-confidence no matter what. So maybe it would be good for her. I don't know. So
I mean, the other thing is, I mean, I thought the whole thing is, like, with body image issues, you're not supposed to be like, you have a great bod, though. Look at you. You look great. You have a great bod. I thought you're actually not really supposed to speak like that because it's, like, it's not supposed to be about the emphasis on the body, whatever. So it just was funny to me about, like, how Ramona was, like, you know, trying to support her but probably also contributing to, you know, further body image issues in her own way.
Oh, Lord. So I don't know. It's Kyle. So it's Kyle. So I'm like, so then 5 days later, we see people sitting around the table. And Ramona's like, I'd like to thank John, okay? And John's like, well, you know, I have to say, ladies, and, knowing I was going to be hanging out with you, I thought there would be a lot more drama than there has been. And yeah. Kenya's like, you should have seen what happened on the yacht.
Do we really have to talk about this right now? Do we really have to talk about this? And Kenya's like, well, we talked about how Ramona tried to blackmail Luann. I was like, I would never blackmail anyone. So why are you making up lies, Kenya? I don't blackmail by the ocean, okay? I don't blackmail by the ocean.
So funny. So that was
so
good.
Funny. They gave, like, Ramona her first truly human moment in, like, 2 years at the end of the episode. And then they're like, okay, this is a nice moment for Ramona. But just a reminder, she's a monster. She tried to blackmail Luann.
Yeah. Tried to blackmail Luann. That's so funny.
It's so good. It's so good. It's so good. I feel like we're seeing the best of Ramona being a monster as opposed to the dark side of her being a monster. We're seeing like the best of like Kenya being Kenya. We're seeing like, I feel like we're seeing the best of all of them in a weird way.
Yeah, I agree. Really fun episode. Love it. Next week for holiday week, we will have the next two episodes up. So come check those out. If you like this video, hi, everybody. If you liked it, join Patreon at the Crappens On Demand level. Okay. When you sign up, be sure to cap your amount at whatever amount you're comfortable sharing at the month. And if you have any questions on there, just email us, tweet us, whatever you want to do. And thank you so much to everybody who supports us already. And just by being here, you're supporting us. So. Like, it doesn't even cost money. You're here. You're supporting us. So thank you very much. We love you guys.
Thanks for the emotional support.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Anything, you know, we just love doing this. So thanks for letting us. And also go to watchwhatcrappens.com to get live show ticket links.
Yes. It's going to be so good, guys. It's going to be so good. We're already planning things. It's going to be so good.
We love you guys. We will be back either late tonight or in the morning with some Winter House. So check back for that. Oh,
Vanderpump Rules.
Vanderpump Rules. You're right.
Winter House tomorrow.
Yes. And check the feed. Also, the Patreon bonus this week is another video. It's for the Real Housewives of Orange County trailer. So a lot of stuff on there. We love you guys. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClelland.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nikki Morgan letters. The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Better Than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Always the Wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Kristen the Ruby Rubano.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
We're letting the catlet out of the bag. It's Lily Catlet.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters. No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
She's cheese on a bagel. It's Megan Ragel.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel. Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.